WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief on Wall Street today. Stocks closed down sharply, the market reacting to a Labor Department report that said employers added just 73,000 jobs in July, a much smaller number than expected. Officials also revised the May and June numbers down sharply. President Trump said the numbers were rigged to make him and Republicans look bad and promptly fired the government official in charge of producing the monthly report. CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
What he says here is we need accurate jobs numbers. I have directed my team to fire this Biden political appointee immediately.
The hunt is on for the man police in western Montana say shot and killed four people this morning in a bar right next to his home in the small town of Anaconda. The third season of And Just Like That will be the last. The sequel to Sex and the City will wrap up with a two-part finale in a couple of weeks. CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. A man was sentenced yesterday to 6 years in prison for multiple counts of second-degree sexual assault involving patients at a Stevens Point hospital. 52-year-old Mark Schoberl, formerly of Custer, Wisconsin, received the sentencing in Portage County after a detailed investigation by the City of Waupaca Police Department. According to a press release from the Portage County DA's office, three separate victims provided detailed and heartrending victim impact statements at the July 31st sentencing hearing. DA Cass Cousins highlighted that in each instance, Schoberl was in a position of power, authority, and control over each victim as they were seeking medical care. Judge Patricia Baker agreed that Schoberl represented an ongoing danger to others and pointed out the dishonor and damage his actions brought to the local medical community. Because he was convicted of sexual assault, Schoberl will be required to serve every day of his 6-year prison sentence behind bars, after which he will serve 6 years of extended supervision and be required to register as a sex offender for life. No Wisconsin farms have tested positive in the latest outbreak of avian influenza. Joanne Krulatz has more information.
According to the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection, the USDA reports one case of highly pathogenic avian influenza in a Pennsylvania poultry flock and three cases in livestock in California, all within the last 30 days. No Wisconsin farms have tested positive, and DATCAP offers support to improve and maintain biosecurity at farms and dairy processors.
You can find out more and see the state's milk testing results online at datcp.wi.gov. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Welcome to the Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers traded for outfielder Brandon Lockridge from the Padres just before the trade deadline yesterday. Tonight, the 28-year-old is starting in right field and batting in the leadoff spot. As the Brewers play the Nationals in Washington, D.C., Jackson Churio has gone on the IL, dealing with a hamstring injury. At 64 wins and 44 losses, Milwaukee heads into the weekend in first place in the NL Central and the best record in baseball. NFL, Packers training camp, padded practice today. Tomorrow night, it's family night. Tucker Kraft.
All the people of Green Bay, lucky 80,000, get to come pack the stadium out and just watch us practice. And it's not just an ordinary thing. It might be the only time some of those people get to get inside the stadium. And then the family aspect at the end of it, getting to go down the field. This year I'll be able to have my own daughter and my wife out there with me. So fireworks show is awesome, too.
That's the Packers tight end Tucker Kraft with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin has summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, some areas of smoke and lows in the low 50s. Hazy sunshine from the smoke tomorrow, highs in the upper 70s. And mostly sunny and near 80 Sunday for the forecast high. Some storms Sunday night and Monday. Right now it's 73.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us Monday for an important show. Measles is on the rise. Vaccinations are down. We talk to the folks at Wisconsin Watch and what that means for you. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4. This is locally grown radio, WFHR. Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. Whatever gets you through the night, it's all right, it's all right. And now, a guy who once planted evidence so he could make a citizen's arrest, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome to Nightlight. Hey, everybody, how you doing? I am Pete Schwabba. It is a beautiful Friday night here in the state of Wisconsin. Hope you're having a great day as we head into the weekend. Lots going on today. Lots to discuss. I want to talk about my ride down tonight. That's always fun, right, Con? That's a good time.
Yeah, yeah.
And we've got lots to discuss. We've got overzealous Facebook posters. We're going to talk about TV shows we've been meaning to watch but haven't. And kissing a girl on screen as part of a role, actor Neil McDonough says he would never do it, and it's cost him work. So we'll discuss that. Lots of controversial topics to get to in the way of show business tonight. We're going to talk about movies and TV and comedy and music and all kinds of great stuff that makes us happy, especially heading into the weekend. Working the board tonight, as always, is Conrad Krieger.
Hello.
Hey, buddy.
It is, it's getting down today. You know, I checked the app today, the weather app.
Oh,
at 114.
Oh, God. You know what? I went to bed last night. It's funny you mentioned that. I was little. My eyes were tearing and burning.
Really?
Yes. And when I got home, my wife had a lot of the windows open, and I don't think the air bothered her because the night before I left the air on just because the. But does that even matter? Like, you're still getting air from the outside. Like,
yeah.
Maybe it's filtered a little bit, but I don't know if that really helps that much or not. But
yeah. So, it's. I hope it gets down. I hope Canada's like, all right, we let's stop putting it to them. Let's leave it in Canada.
Right. There's not really much they could do. I mean, trees were struck by lightning. It's not really a... But it does seem to... This is like the third year in a row, maybe? It's come from Canada? I don't know. But we'll get through it. We'll figure it out, folks. And we'll do it together. I have some fun guests tonight. Coming up at 6:35, this is going to be fun. We've got Spencer Young. He's a great artist who is local here to Northeast Wisconsin and Green Bay, and he paints murals and cleats and all this cool stuff. He painted a couple murals for the studio here in Green Bay with a football. So we'll talk to Spencer at 6:35. He will be here in person. That'll be a gas, as they say. And then it is a bar band Friday night, folks. So Terry Barr, our Wisconsin music expert and host of Max Inc. Radio, which you can hear on WMDX Saturday nights from 6 to 9, will be here as well, bringing local music as she does every week. And she's got a couple great... Did you listen to the music she sent?
Actually, I didn't get to listen to it
so
yet.
It's so good. There's a group called Bascom Hill, I assume named after Bascom Hill in Madison, but they have a great song called... You're never going to guess what it's called.
Bascom Hill?
No. Oh. Light It Up.
Oh, okay.
That's their song, Light It Up. I mean, could there be a more perfect song for this show? And to play that song in this show will be a blast. And that's at 7:35 when Terry drops by. Lots of stuff. Okay, I want to discuss this because there's this actor, Neil McDonough. And, you know, he's just like, he's one of those actors you'd know his face if you saw him. very well traveled as an actor. He's been in a ton of stuff.
You know how I know him mostly from? He was the bad guy in Paul Blart, Mall Cop 2.
Oh, Mall Cop 2? That's a deep dive. Holy smokes.
He's the bad guy in it.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Well, his deal is, and he's a good actor, handsome guy. He refuses to kiss another woman on the big screen or the small screen. He won't do it. He's very devoted to his wife. He says he does not want to kiss another woman. And he says it's cost him work. Like, studios won't go near him. They just won't offer him roles. Now, this is a few years ago. He's had, he's kind of made a little bit of a comeback, but he said it cost him roles until finally Graham Yost, one of the producers of Justified, great show with Timothy Olyphant, offered him a role as a bad guy. Because he is a good actor, and he has a really cool look.
Yeah, I mean, he plays such a good bad guy.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he was in Red 2 as well, and he was a bad guy as well in that.
Was he in Yellowstone 2, maybe? Yeah. I don't know. He's in everything.
You know, I think he's done enough work, though, because I'm just on IMDb right now, and it says 148 credits.
Yeah.
I mean, that's,
oh, yeah, he's
that's a pretty decent amount.
He's halfway to our pal Richard Reilly.
Yeah.
Who's got like, well, actually, he's got like 350. But Neil McDonough, good actor, Minority Report, Boomtown, Captain America, The First Avenger in 2011. Great resume. And the guy was not starving, even if he took a year or two off, as long as he was living smartly or within his means, I'm sure he was fine. But he says he lost his swagger, his confidence as an actor. He felt like less of a man because he wasn't working as much because people weren't offering him roles. And I respect a person who sticks to their principles. But it's just kissing. And you make good money. And usually the person you're kissing is pretty attractive. this is the sexist in me. I understand why women wouldn't do it. But man, if you're a guy, and here's why I'm saying this, his wife doesn't care. He says it has nothing to do with her saying it. She doesn't care. It's just that he loves his wife and he doesn't want to kiss anyone else.
Well, good for him, you know?
Sure. Look, I did it. In my movie, The Godfather of Green Bay, I had to do an intimate scene with Lauren Holly. It's not comfortable. I'm not a hero. Okay.
You wrote it in yourself.
I did write it in myself. And it is weird, though. It's a weird, uncomfortable thing. There's nothing really sexy about it, at least not in my case. She was great. She was a trooper, but there were 8 people in the room filming this. It's not like you don't get the sense you're cheating. I was happily married at the time, still am. But I did get home for Thanksgiving that year. We shot in October in Marinette. I went back to LA, came back for Thanksgiving, and I showed a rough cut to my family, and my mother-in-law looks at me during that scene and says, "You cad." And I get it. She was half kidding. But it's kind of, I admire him because it's kind of a gutsy stand to say I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
But also it's like, just do it.
Yeah.
It's acting.
Yeah. That's the biggest thing. It's acting. It's not real.
Yeah.
You know, in the next movie would you mind writing a kiss scene for me?
You just tell me who you want.
With Sydney Sweeney.
Sydney Sweeney, I've heard of her work. Start with her soap, and then I'll write a kissing scene for
Sounds
you.
Sounds good. Sounds good.
Make out with a bar of her soap, and then we'll talk. Oh, that's funny. Oh, we have that promo where we're talking about Sydney Sweeney's soap, and, yeah. And I said, what if she stinks? I know she's pretty and all that, but what if she smells really bad? And I extended an offer. I said, Sydney, come by the Nightlight Studios. I'll smell you, and I'll let you know if it's a good product.
For free, too.
For free, exactly. Hell, listen, I'd throw an airfare out of my own pocket. No, but my daughter heard that. And she goes, Dad, and her cousins were about her age. Like, they didn't get really the humor. They thought it was kind of weird. I'm like, I'm obviously kidding. My daughter has a great sense of humor, but it's still just the idea of her father smelling another woman. So maybe this creepy. Neil McDonough's on to something. I don't know. Hey, I think we should get to the nightlight question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
All right. What is a TV show you've wanted to watch, but haven't yet? What's a TV show you just haven't gotten around to watching it, but it's on your list, you want to check it out? And the inspiration for tonight's question of the night comes because I just finished Dexter last night, season one. And it came out in 2006. My wife watched it years ago, said it was good. I just never got to it. It really, to be honest, did not interest me. I was like, wasn't really into serial killer stuff. But good writing is good writing. It's a good show. I finished the first season. It wasn't totally what I expected. They kind of kept me guessing, even though I figured out one of the elements of the story. But it was just really well done, well acted. And I'm going to stick with it. And I think there's like 7 seasons or something. So I'm probably going to be on a bit of a Dexter kick for the next few weeks. And I know that Lisa Hale, the host of New Wisco Weekend, which you can check out tomorrow morning at 8 p.m. here on WGBW and WISS, she's a big Dexter fan, and she wants to come on the show and talk about Dexter with me.
That's a dedicated Dexter fan right there.
Yeah, and Lisa scares me, so I'm going to let her do it. Lisa's great. She's a big... I love her takes on TV and movies, so we'll definitely line that up soon. But yeah, it's a good show. So that's mine. I kind of just did it, but there are a few others too. I haven't watched The Gilded Age yet, although that's relatively new. I only watched one season of Mad Men. I'll probably go back to that. But there are a few shows I haven't gotten to that I would like to. But what are yours? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Let us know what show you've wanted to watch but haven't gotten around to it yet. What's yours, Con?
You know, last year I watched this show on Peacock called The Resort, and it was fantastic. It was with Kristen Milioti. Milioti? I don't know however you say it, but...
Kristen Milioti. I don't know who that is, yeah.
I really liked that show, and I was like, I don't think Peacock can beat this. So I haven't watched a Peacock show since that show, and I have been meaning to give it another try and watch Poker Face.
You know what? That was one for me. I started watching it about a month ago, and I got through 5 episodes, and it's good.
It is?
It is good, and Natasha Lyonne is good. It is one of those things where I guess it's like Columbo in the sense, I never really watched Columbo. That was a little bit before my time, but like I didn't understand. She's just a regular person who always every week finds herself solving a murder. It's like, well, come on, at least make her a PI or so that part of it was just, but it is well done for what it is. I just had trouble with that kind of mechanism, but I did like it. It is a good show.
All right. I might give, you know, Peacock a chance. I don't think they can beat the show that I really liked. So I haven't.
So you're condemning the whole network. They did a good thing, but I don't trust them to beat that. So
exactly. So I'm saying.
I did start watching another show called Love and Death on HBO. I watched it about 2 weeks ago. I just watched the pilot. Jesse Plemons, Ashley Olsen. It's set in like 1980 and they have an affair. They're two church going people and they have their own family. And they have an affair, and I didn't get into it enough to find out who dies, but there is a murder on the show, and then it becomes kind of a mystery. So I'll probably go back to that. But if you like watching couples fall in love to 70s music like the Bee Gees, it is kind of cool. It's got like a cool aesthetic to it. So, but you can weigh in, folks. Let us know the show that got away, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can text us on the app or drop us a comment on the stream if you're watching on X, YouTube, or Facebook. And let us know. You can also weigh in on the kissing thing. Would you kiss someone if you were in a movie, or would you pull a Neil McDonough and say, no, I'm not kissing anybody except my wife? And I assume he's held fast to that because I don't think he caved. Now he's like in his 60s too. It's like probably circumvented a lot of those kind of roles.
You know, since we hope. I don't have a girlfriend, I don't have a problem with it.
You're like, somebody hire me. You need a kisser. Naked Gun opens this weekend too. Very excited to see that. It's reviewing very well on Rotten Tomatoes. I think 92% was the last time I checked. And there are other movies that review higher from a fresh standpoint on Rotten Tomatoes, but for a comedy and a silly comedy, to rank that high is pretty cool. So, all right, we're going to read your text when we come back, and I'm going to tell you about someone who posted something on Facebook that really ticked me off. It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight. Great to have you with me on the Civic Media Radio Network. Took some time, but I realize I don't deserve being mistreated. Little by little, figured out with being in love.
Homegrown Radio, WFHR.
You're listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric Inc., Party Envy, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, McCain, Stevens Point Brewery, Delta Dental, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Solaris, Aspirus Health, and the Food and Farm Exploration Center. Listen to Rafters Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, and streaming on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on WFHR.
What a beautiful night for some baseball here in Wisconsin Rapids as the new alternate identity for the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters takes the stage. It's the Central Wisconsin Mashers tonight as they take on the Lakeshore Chinooks here at Witter Field. First pitch being thrown out as a ceremonial first pitch, but it's a potato that they're throwing. Wow, this is quite fun, and it's a fun night indeed. Is on the verge of starting, and I am ready to break it down for you. But the pregame show coming your way first, and let's take a look at the Rafters, who are rebranded as the Mashers today. Yesterday, the Rafters had a big win against the Chinooks, and rematching against Lakeshore today, the Rafters have a chance to clinch the season series if the Mashers can get a win today. Hopefully that's what we'll see, but we'll have to wait and watch the game. As for last game, it was a 9-4 victory for the Rafters, taking down the Chinooks, and the pitching staff, man, oh man, was it dominant. Tristan Krusenberry, 5 innings pitched, and then he was followed up by 4 scoreless innings from the bullpen. In total, the pitching staff allowed just 1 earned run over 9 innings pitched, and not just that, the offense got in some action as well. Jake Beauchesne hit his 6th home run of the season, now tied for the team lead throughout the year, and Landon Gaz went 3-for-3 from the plate, also getting hit by a pitch, so he reached all 4 times at the plate. Taking a look at tonight's game, the Mashers are going to be sending out Tony Torres onto the mound. It's his second start of the season, more of an opener for the Mashers, and he's going to hope to keep up his red-hot streak as of late. He'll be taking on the righty for the Chinooks, Donnie Edgar, who in 4 appearances has been red-hot as well. He's been absolutely phenomenal. 2-0 record, a 1.06 ERA, and that number is just as good as it looks. The Mashers will certainly have their task set out ahead of them, but we have a fun pregame show for you before the game starts, and in it, I'll be talking with the hero of last night's game, Peyton Bryant, who hit the go-ahead RBI single on the night. His first hit as a Rafter, he ended up going 1-for-3 with a walk, so he reached multiple times. Talk to him about his first stint with the Rafters here, a little bit of a quick turnaround for him. We'll talk all about that, and along with that, we'll then take a look at starting lineups and a starting pitcher breakdown to follow. All that comes up next. This is the Rafters pregame show. HR Wisconsin Rapids.
Now back to more Wisconsin. Let's get back to the Rafters here on.
Drives me bananas. All right. I have a Facebook friend.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball.
Econ Electric Inc., based in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, dedicates itself to delivering cutting-edge and dependable residential electrical contractor services. Whether it's a new home or enhancing existing ones, their commitment spans every detail. The success lies in offering residential electrical services tailored to your lifestyle and property. Proudly serving Central Wisconsin, including Stevens Point, Plover, Lakes Area, and Wisconsin Rapids. Experience the comfort and security of a Generac generator and the excellent customer service of Econ Electric Inc. now.
Air conditioner not running? Make the call to the bullpen for the Bryant experts at Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces. A proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. They'll work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. Whether the problem is big or small, trusting Comfort Air to do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. They'll get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfortaire.biz.
That sound? It's your recycling at work. And you can thank a Wisconsin woman for making it happen. Millie Zantow saw a waste sorting system in Japan during a trip in the 1970s. She came home to Prairie du Sac in Sauk County inspired. Her research led to the triangle-numbered plastic recycling system we still use today. So can you guess what percent of all the plastics produced in the United States ends up being recycled? 75%? 25%? Or 5%? The answer coming up. Zantow also helped with Wisconsin's recycling laws, along with the opening of one of the first collection centers. But now, are you surprised to learn the answer is just 5% of plastics are recycled? It's according to the group Beyond Plastic. Yet Zantow always believed you don't have to be perfect. You just have to start. There's a smart slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Hello and welcome back into the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters pregame show here on WFHR. I'm Austin Thomas, and joining me on the show, it's Peyton Bryan. And Peyton, what a game last night. It was such a fun one to get to watch, 9-4 the final score. And of course, you had the go-ahead RBI single in that big inning where the Rafters ended up scoring 5 runs. Kind of in the midst of all of that, you put the Rafters up 5-4. First off, I want to talk about that play because, man, oh, man, that was a lot of fun. How did it feel in the batter's box at that moment to get that hit?
Felt great. I struggled a little bit, I would say, earlier with my – That would have been my fourth at bat in the Northwoods. I had a barrel or two coming in, but just couldn't find anything. And I got a jam shot hit over the shortstop and done the job, which was needed to be done, stayed the lead.
Well, it seems like the last couple of plate appearances, you drew a walk after that as well. It seemed like you got a little bit more comfortable in the batter's box. Is that what it felt like for you?
Absolutely. I mean, that's just what baseball is. It's a game of failure, and once you get in a groove, you're in a groove.
Yeah, well, obviously, it was a quick turnaround for you. You know, you came off a flight, and then you picked up by the Rafters on the team bus on the way there, and it was just, I mean, such a crazy, crazy game turnaround for you, and to be able to kind of go right into a game, get a pinch hit appearance, and then you started off that next game, very next day. How has it kind of been adjusting to Wisconsin Rapids and being ready to go?
I come in with an injury that I had at the end of my college season, and I've just been rehabbing, so I haven't had many at-bats over the summer. So it was kind of – the first two at-bats were kind of iffy. But after that, I feel like I'm in a groove now, and I'm seeing the ball well. So I think it was a quick turnaround, but it was kind of an easy adjustment for me.
Yeah, something that you've been waiting for that moment, kind of?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, obviously, you look back at this past collegiate season as well. And for you, how did you feel like you did in the collegiate season? How do you feel like that's kind of prepared you for right now?
I did well, I would say. I mean, obviously could have been better. Power numbers aren't where I want them to be, but I mean that's working. It's having some work on. Other than that, I think the competition prepared me for where we are now, and the competition that we're facing here in the Northwoods.
Well, obviously, it's some good competition here in the Northwoods League, and only a couple weeks left of the season. You're joining the team right at the end of the year. What are you hoping to get out of these couple of weeks?
I was wanting to just get myself in here, get my name out there for maybe next year to start off here. Hopefully, have a good, healthy season this year in college, and then be ready next year to join a team here in the Northwoods and help the team out.
Well, I was talking with Manny Silva, the Rafters pitching coach, a little bit before you got here, and you mentioned he was really excited for you to be coming into the team. Did you get a chance to talk with him, and how did that kind of conversation go when you found out that you were going to come here to Wisconsin Rapids?
Absolutely. I've been talking to him. We're from near the same area of Georgia, and I've been talking to him trying to get in this whole time. I've just been nursing that injury and finally getting back from rehab. It's been like I've been trying hard to get in here to try to make a name for myself. It's kind of hard not having people like – I don't have the per se like people that are reach out for me and help me out recruiting-wise. So I need to get into here and get my name out there through the Northwoods.
Well, it seems like a great opportunity for you, and you certainly made a name for yourself last night, and hopefully the Rafters fans are going to remember you for that moment for a while.
Yes, sir.
Anything else you want to add real quick?
No, sir.
All right.
Ready to play.
That's all the questions I've got for you. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.
All right, one more time. That was Peyton Bryant, who joined us here on the Rafters pregame show. We're going to go ahead and step aside, and when we come back, it's time for starting lineups and a starting pitcher breakdown here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Americans really like voting by mail and in-person early voting. That, according to 2024 statistics from the U.S. Election Assistance Commission. According to EAC, 158,211,780 citizens voted out of 211,144,275 active registered voters, a 74.8% turnout, 3 points lower than 2020. Among the 158 million voters, 52.8 million voted in person on Election Day. But far more Americans voted early, with 46.8 million voting early by mail and almost 48.9 million voting early in person. Mail-in voting accounted for 30.3% of votes cast, with some states offering universal mail balloting or permanent mail or absentee lists. Over 15 million ballots were returned via drop boxes in 36 states, up 10% since 2022. The percentage of in-person Election Day voters dropped in 2024 to only 37.4%, while in-person early voting jumped to 35.2%. The combination of mail and early in-person totaled 65.5%. It's clear that early voting is here to stay. We've linked to the report at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Welcome into historic Winter Field here in Wisconsin Rapids. It is a beautiful night for Rafters baseball, 75 degrees Fahrenheit and sunny. And what a great game to debut these Mashers jerseys. The alternate identity for the Rafters, the Central Wisconsin Mashers, are taking the field to take on the Lakeshore Chinooks. You just got done hearing from Peyton Bryant, and great to get a chance to talk to him about his arrival into Wisconsin Rapids, and hoping that he will continue to build off of yesterday's game. He's not in the lineup for today's game. However, let's take a look at those lineups. First off, with the starting pitchers on the opposing side, the Lakeshore Chinooks are sending out Donnie Edgar, who has a 1.06 ERA in 17 innings pitched across four games. He started three of those. His first appearance, he went just two innings but didn't allow a run and only allowed one hit, no walks, and had two strikeouts. Since that point in time, he has combined to go 15 innings through three starts. He has allowed a combined two runs over those 15 innings and has struck out 10 batters as well. He's hoping to keep things rolling along, only eight hits allowed over that stretch, and trying to keep things rolling along here against the Mashers. Tony Torres takes the mound for Wisconsin Rapids and the Central Wisconsin Mashers. Torres coming out for the 27th appearance of the year and hoping to get a big one here. He's got a 5.52 ERA over those 26 games, mostly as the closer for Wisconsin Rapids, but he did make one start just two games ago for him. Back on July 27th, he started and went three shutout innings. He looked great in that game. And along with that, in those three innings, he allowed just two hits. He did not allow a hit in two perfect innings. His last appearance, however, out of the bullpen on
July 30th. Just 2 days ago he appeared, and trying to keep things rolling along here. We'll see if he can. He's taking on the Lakeshore lineup, who will be led off by David Mizah, Jack Council, and Brock Parmer, batting 1-3. They are due up in the top of the first, ready to get going, and first pitch on the way. It misses outside for ball number one, just by a touch. 1-0 the count. First pitch, 6:35 p.m. here from Wisconsin Rapids, and the Mashers have the corner infielders pushed in. The 1-0 count misses low. Now 2-0 the count. Behind Parmer, the 4-6 batters for the Chinooks: Meidenbauer, Dylan Sales, and Owen DeShazo. 2-0 the count. Called for a strike on the lower outside corner. Now a 2-1 count. Batting 7-9 in the Lakeshore order: Cade Sears, Noah Goddard, and Bubba Heidler. 2-1 the count, coming home. It's hit out towards center field, running up on it. A diving play, and Beauchesne lets it get on by him. This one's rolling back towards the warning track. Not quite going to reach there. Now the left fielder throwing it in. It's a relay throw from Harper to third, and not in time. It's a triple to lead off the game for David Mizah. What a way to get the game started for the Chinooks. Now a runner just 90 feet from scoring in the top of the first. Still tied at zero, but man, oh man, David Mizah putting that one in no man's land, and Beauchesne in center field. He was trying to lay out for it, but just mistimed it and couldn't block the ball either on the way down. Runner on third, and now at the plate, Jack Council takes the first pitch low for ball number one. 1-0 the count, and Council, the right-handed hitting third baseman, it's a righty-righty matchup between him and Torres. 1-0 the count, and the pitch coming home, it's a check swing as it misses outside for ball number two. 2-0 the count. And Tony Torres, expected to be more of an opener than a traditional starter. He only went three innings in his other start. And I say only because he kept the pitch count very low. 2-0 count, misses again for a 3-0 count. And we'll see how long he ends up going, because you look over to the Rafters bullpen and they are already warming up an arm, although this might be more of just getting in a bullpen session. We've seen them do this before without the intent to put in that player, as Ashton Poole is warming up. 3-0 count is called for a strike on the lower part of the zone. 3-1 the count. However, we'll see what the Mashers decide to do. Runner on third base is David Mizah. Very quick runner. 3-1 count. This one's hit over to short, and it's going to eat up Harper. He'll spin around and make the throw to first. What a way to recover by Eric Harper. It bounced all the way up his body. He barehanded it after it went off of his glove, spun around, and threw to first. It's a 6-3 putout to avoid the error, although it is an RBI for Council. Mizah scores from third. It's a 1-0 lead now for the Chinooks in the top of the first. Brings up Brock Parmer to the plate with the bases empty and one away. Torres fires, first pitch, swing and a miss for strike number one. 0-1 the count, and Parmer left-handed hitting DH. It's a lefty-righty matchup between him and Torres. The 0-1 from Torres gets another swing and a miss, 0-2 the count. And that's what Torres has been best at over this recent stretch. It's been getting swings and misses. 0-2 the count. Torres takes a deep breath and he looks home. 0-2, and a breaking ball gets a swing and a miss. Strike number three. Three pitches, three strikes to take care of Brock Parmer. That was a great plate appearance there, and it brings up Sam Meidenbauer with the bases empty and two outs in the top of the first. 1-0 Lakeshore over Central Wisconsin. And Meidenbauer, the right-handed hitting first baseman. It's a righty-righty matchup between him and Torres. First pitch from Torres misses in the dirt outside for ball number one. 1-0 the count. And Meidenbauer entering this game batting 326. There's a reason he's batting cleanup. 1-0 the count on the way from Torres. Gets a swing and a miss for strike number one. 1-1 the count. Torres entering this game had not allowed a run in 7 1/3 consecutive innings. Over his previous five appearances. 1-1 the count, gets another swing and a miss. 1-2 the count. And part of his success has been getting the strikeout numbers. However, not able to get the strikeout numbers earlier in the month of July. It had really been a struggle for him, but now into the month of August, entering it red hot. 1-2 the count coming home. Pitch is high for ball number two. 2-2 the count. Worth noting that Torres is also the designated hitter for the Rafters tonight. This is the second time that he'll be both DHing and pitching, and a fly ball is fouled down the right field line out of play. Still 2-2 the count. Weidenbauer staying alive from UW-Platteville. He's got one home run and 12 RBIs on the season. Sixth pitch of the plate appearance on the way. 2-2 the count. It's laced high and foul down the left field line toward the Rafters bullpen and bounces off the fence back there. Tells you how hard that ball was hit. Absolutely crushed. If that one was fair, that would have been trouble for Wisconsin Rapids. 2-2 the count. Torres looking home. Righty-righty matchup, and Torres fires. It's popped up right side of the infield. Lachlan Maude over at first base gives way to the second baseman, and it will be caught by Luke Skinner for out number three. That takes care of the side of the first inning. However, one run did come across for the Chinooks on one hit. There were no errors, and the Chinooks left nobody on base. We go to the bottom of the first. Mashers will get their first plate appearances up next when we return on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
You're listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric Inc., Party Envy, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, McCain, Stevens Point Brewery, Delta Dental, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Solaris, Aspirus Health, and the Food and Farm Exploration Center. Listen to Rafters Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Hey, Rafters fans. Don't let online troublemakers steal home. Stay in control with the new My Solaris app. It's a grand slam for parents, letting you monitor and block content, set screen time limits, and keep your family safe online, all from your phone or mobile device. Test your internet speed like a pro, set up guest networks, and prioritize devices to keep your family's MVPs working, streaming, or gaming without a hitch. With My Solaris, you're in command, managing your Wi-Fi like a champ. For more information, visit solaris.net/Wi-Fi. App features vary by internet plan and may require a complimentary equipment upgrade.
And welcome back into Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. I'm Austin Thomas, and the Rafters trying to turn things over into the Central Wisconsin Mashers. Maybe they will get a little bit more offensive luck their way, but they are going to need it as they are taking on a phenomenal pitcher on the other side, a freshman out of Panola Community College, a native of Fort Worth, Texas. It's Donnie Edgar, the righty on the mound for Lakeshore. And the Masher is going to be leading off with Eric Harper, Kareem Arusevic, and Jake Beauchesne in the bottom of the first inning. It's 1-0 Lakeshore. And Harper into the batter's box. First pitch is a check swing. That's a fly ball out towards second base, and it's caught out of the air by second baseman David Miza for out number one. One pitch, one out for the Rafters, and not a swing that Eric Harper wanted, but it brings up Kareem Arusevic with the bases empty and one away in the bottom of the first. Still a one-run lead for Lakeshore. And the Central Wisconsin Mashers, of course, has to do with the potatoes that are grown all around Central Wisconsin. First pitch on the way to Arusevic, misses inside for ball number one, so the jerseys for the Rafters show off that Mashers logo. 1-0 count on the outside edge, called for strike number one. 1-1 the count. And not just that, but they are a yellow jersey At least it looks yellow. Those are mashed potatoes on the jersey. Fly ball out towards left field, but hit right at the left fielder, and Dylan Sales is underneath it to make the play for out number two. Two up, two down, and it brings up Jake Beauchesne with the bases empty and two away in the bottom of the first. So the jerseys for the Rafters, they've got those black sleeves and the mashed potato base with the Mashers logo on the front, and on the back, it's the cranberry red numbers. Beauchesne with the big number 12 on his back. First pitch to him, misses inside for ball number one, a 1-0 count. Finishing up the Mashers batting order, batting 4-6, it's Hiroto Kobayashi, Landon Gaz, and Luke Skinner. 1-0 count to Jake Beauchesne. And stepping back, Edgar fires it. Can't find the lower part of the zone. 2-0 the count. Batting 7-9 for the Rafters, Lachlan Maude, Harrison Garrett, and Tony Torres, who I mentioned earlier, is DHing today. Fly ball lined down the left field line, but toward the Rafters bullpen, and now a 2-1 count to Beauchesne. Taking a look at the defensive alignment for Lakeshore, behind the dish, it's Noah Goddard, and on the mound, Donnie Edgar. 2-1 count to Beauchesne, and breaking ball drops in there for strike number two. Beautifully executed pitch by Edgar. In the infield for Lakeshore, over at first base, Sam Meidenbauer. At second, David Miza. At third, it is Jack Council, and at short, it's Bubba Heidler. Grounder over towards third, and that sneaks on through into left field. Out past the glove of Jack Council, and a two-out single for Jake Beauchesne. First hit of the game for the Rafters, and it brings up Hiroto Kobayashi with a man on first and two away in the bottom of the first. Kobayashi batting cleanup again, second time this season. He was batting cleanup for the first time this year yesterday. Was able to work on base twice, but no hits in the game. 0-3. Grounder, high chopper to third. Not going to be able to throw to second, so a long throw to first. It goes 5-3 to take care of Kobayashi. And a scoreless first inning for the Mashers. No runs on one hit. There were no errors, and the Mashers left one on base. We go to the second. It's 1-0 Lakeshore here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Pencils, check. Notebooks, check. Gym shoes, check. Safeway to and from practice? Back to school shopping for your teenager can be fun, but wondering how they'll get to practice when you're at work is not. Drive down to 8th Street Auto and find them a reliable and affordable set of wheels. Let the team help you through the pros and cons and needs of your driver so you can sleep better at night. 8th Street Auto in Wisconsin Rapids is here for the family and wants to help keep your young driver safe. Call or stop by today.
From newspaper to radio to magazine to podcast, the way we get our information has grown, and now so has Midday Magazine. Our longtime beloved show has grown to become the Rapids Report. Now exclusively available online, listen at 4 p.m. Monday through Friday, where it's streaming at WFHR.com. Catch up on previous episodes and spread the word. Midday Magazine is now the Rapids Report, streaming weekdays at 4 at WFHR.com and wherever you get your podcasts.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Now in the top of the second inning, the Rafters, who have rebranded to the Central Wisconsin Mashers for today only, are turning back to Tony Torres for his second inning of action. And the first pitch on the way is called for strike number one. Dylan Sales up at the plate. Sales, the left-handed hitting left fielder. It's a lefty-righty matchup between him and Torres. 0-1 count. It's 1-0 Lakeshore in the top of the second. 0-1 the count, a breaking ball that drops in there for strike number two. Loved the movement on that pitch, really ate up Dylan Sales. Leading off this second inning, Sales will be followed by Owen DeShazo and Cade Sears due up in the top of the second. 0-2 the count, two Sales. Torres leans back and fires home. It's a soft grounder on a swing over to third. Torres, tough play, bounces past Maude. He's not able to grab it off the hop. It's into the tarp. And now Maude put up his hand, and time is called. Maude had put up his hand beforehand, and so I believe they're going to put him back to second base. And yes, they are going to say that. So Maude had put up his hands and said, hey, that's in the tarp, halfway between first and second. And so the umpires are going to say he has to go back to second base. Dylan Sales, either way, going to get a single and then an E1 where he advances over to second base. So now a runner on second base and nobody out in the top of the second. And that leadoff base runner was the issue for the Mashers back in the first inning. It was a leadoff triple from David Mizza followed by a Jack Council RBI groundout. Even though Torres retired the next three in a row, didn't matter with the runner on. Swing and a miss from Owen DeShazo. It's now an 0-1 count. DeShazo, if he gets a hit here, would be potentially able to drive in that run from second. Sales, quick runner. You do have to watch out for him. And Lakeshore, a very run-heavy team. They have got some good base runners. 0-1 the count in there for strike number two. Now 0-2 to DeShazo. Right-handed hitting right fielder. It's a righty-righty matchup, and DeShazo, man, he had a rough day yesterday, but entering that day, he had been red hot against the Rafters. 0-2 can't count, can't find the inside edge. Now 1-2. That was a great pitch from Torres, and a lot of the time you might get the call on that pitch due to the frame job from Harrison Garrett, but not able to get the call from home plate umpire Nick Reynolds. 1-2 the count coming home. This one did not hit where he wanted it to. Missed high and tight. Now a 2-2 count. And DeShazo on the season batting just 189, but he does have two home runs and 15 RBIs on the year. Trying to add to his total. 2-2 the count. Torres getting the call from Harrison Garrett, but before that he'll step off with the pitch clock winding down to just 2 seconds. So new pitch clock here. Runner still on second base is Dylan Sales. And Owen DeShazo from Boston College. Hoping to keep things rolling for the Chinooks against the Mashers. 2-2 count. It's hit out towards left field. Running up on it. It won't be caught. It bounces in front of Gaz. He picks it up, throws it on into Harper, and they will keep the runner on third base. But it still goes down as a single for Owen DeShazo. Back-to-back hits for the Chinooks. Have runners on the corners in the top of the second inning. Still 1-0 Lakeshore, and Torres, after not allowing a run in his previous 7 innings consecutively, he allowed one in the first and on the verge of potentially allowing another. Nobody out in the top of the second, and the first pitch to Cade Sears in there for strike number one. 0-1 the count. Cade Sears, left-handed hitting center fielder, really struggled in the game yesterday night. On the season, though, batting 313. 0-1 count. It's fouled back high over the grandstand, and now it is 0-2. Tony Torres continues to work ahead in these counts, however. Had the 0-2 lead in Dylan Sales, and with Owen DeShazo now has done the same with Cade Sears. Just going to have to avoid allowing the hit. Still an 0-2 count. Torres fires, runner thought about going, gets a swing and a miss, strike number three. That takes care of Cade Sears, second K of the game for Tony Torres, and it brings up Noah Goddard with runners on first and third and one out in the top of the second, and now an inning-ending double play is in order. And that is big for the Rafters. Why, that strikeout was huge. Taking a look over at first base, Owen DeShazo stands there, and he's getting a bit of a leadoff, but not taking off. First pitch to Goddard, misses low for ball number one. 1-0 the count. Noah Goddard batting 273 on the season. No home runs, no RBIs for him yet. looking for his first RBI this season for the Chinooks. Has a runner on third. A hit here would do the trick. 1-0 count. Gets a swing and a miss for strike number one. Bounces out of the glove of Harrison Garrett, but not too far. Owen DeShazo over on first base this season. 16 stolen bases. He's been caught three times, though. Leaning over there, not taking off. It's hit up the middle, and that gets into center field. First RBI for Noah Goddard, and it sends home the run from third to make it 2-0 Lakeshore in the top of the second. RBI single. It's the third hit of the inning for Lakeshore. And the Chinooks now lead the Mashers 2-0 in the top of the second. Brings up Bubba Heidler to the plate with runners on first and second and one out in the top of the second. Torres looks back to second, fires home. It bounces in the dirt and gets way away from Harrison Garrett. Now on top of the netting, has to wait for it to bounce back down, but the ball was considered dead. And so each runner will just advance the base. Wild pitch there officially. And so Noah Goddard now on second base. Owen DeShazo on third. Runners on second and third. One away. Nobody on first. And that's big because now the double play not in order. And a 1-0 count to Bubba Heidler. Heidler, the right-handed hitting shortstop. It's a righty-righty matchup between him and Torres. 1-0 on the way home. Just in there for strike number one. 1-1 the count. Thought that one might be a little upstairs, but getting the call on the plate. 1-1 the count coming home, and this one is a late hit, but out towards center field. It gets over the head of Eric Harper, and now running up on it, Beauchesne will throw it in. It's cut off. No, it's not over the head of Lachlan Maude. He was going to try and cut it off and throw it back to the runner at second, but the runner will advance to second base on the throw home. So a single for Bubba Heidler, and he goes to second base as he puts himself into scoring position. Noah Goddard, however, remains at third base. And Owen DeShazo came home to score on the RBI single from Bubba Heidler. Makes it 3-0 Lakeshore in the top of the second. And Mashers pitching coach Manny Silva steps on out to the mound to have a chat with Tony Torres. Torres trying to show off the stuff here in his second start of the season. And Torres, his first start, wow, what an appearance for him. Really showed off going those three innings, but in this one, really just trying to get through two at this point in the game. Keep the Rafters in it as well. It's 3-0, which is still a close game, but you really can't afford to let those other two runners come around. Even though it is early, there'll be plenty of game left if they do, but you feel so much better with the game within three versus four. There's a big gap between two versus three runs and then three versus four runs. First pitch on the way home to the top of the card with David Mize at the plate, misses low for ball number one. And it has so much to do with the momentum for a team when you can do the damage in one swing versus you can't. 1-0 count is hit over to shortstop. Harper's there, and he'll just have to throw it to first, and it's in time as Maude picks it off the ground, but it's still an RBI as it goes 6-3 for David Mize, and that makes it 4-0 Lakeshore in the top of the second. Bubba Heidler also advances to third base on the play as Noah Goddard came home to score. Brings up Jack Council at the plate with a runner on third and two away. First pitch, hit up the middle towards Harper, diving. He stops it, picks it up, throws it to first, and not in time. Oh, so close from Eric Harper. Man, oh man, nearly a spectacular play, but it goes in as an RBI infield single for Jack Council. His second RBI of the game. It's now 5-0 Lakeshore in the top of the second. Fifth single of the second inning for the Chinooks, and it brings up Brock Parmer to the plate with a man on first and two outs. First pitch in there, called for strike number one. 0-1 the count, and Tony Torres, he got the contact he wanted. It was a grounder, although it was a hard grounder. 0-1 the count. It's a big swing and a miss, and it bounces away from Garrett, and the runner will freely advance to second base. 0-2 the count, and now a runner in scoring position. So Brock Parmer will try and send him home with another single. We'll see if he does. 0-2 the count. Suarez looks back to second. Now brings the pitch home. It's taken low for ball number one. 1-2 the count. Jack Council standing on second base. Another quick runner. One and two the count. And Torres looks back to second. Now fires home. Check swing. Didn't go. It misses low and away. 2-2 the count. And Sam Meidenbauer on deck if it gets there, but Torres hoping this will be the last batter he faces. 2-2 the count. Torres just trying to get out of this inning, and the pitch coming home on the outside edge. Called strike three, and that takes care of Brock Parmer for the third out of the second inning. However, four runs did come across for the Chinooks on the